You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Monday afternoon. Get your tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook right now. You can order them online through our online portal at willag.org. It's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Roll down past the audio, and it's the first little event there underneath the Will Ag notes. You can also buy those tickets at 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. Now let's take a look at the weather forecast with Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Mark, thanks for being with us. I suppose the first thing we really want to talk about this afternoon is the weather forecast here in our part of the world, because the first is it of two Arctic blasts will be coming through very shortly.
I was about to say unfortunately, but some do enjoy Arctic air, and and gosh, we've had such little of it here this season, but I guess because of that, we're just not used to it, so even some moderate cold here feels pretty chilly to us. And actually, this two shots of Arctic air coming in, one's in the process of coming through right now across the Midwest. That's going to be followed by a second shot coming up over the upcoming weekend. And that is going to drop temperatures to unseasonably cold levels. Generally speaking, here across the Midwest for this week, our temperatures will be approximately 6 to 12 degrees below normal. And here in Illinois, you can expect temperatures here coming up later on this week. The cold this morning here on Wednesday, or during the day, highs in the teens, minimum temperatures in the single digits, and then teens down south. And then as we go into the upcoming weekend, that looks to be the coldest of this, of at least the second shot of Arctic air, and overall the coldest of the next 8 days. And again, there'll be sub-zero temperatures, you know, during the overnight and early morning hours, all the way, it looks like, as far south as central Illinois. That is going to be followed by a moderation in temperatures. So again, it doesn't look short, it doesn't look long-lived, and rather to see temperatures returning actually to warmer than normal levels by the middle of next week.
And then if you could, staying with the cold side of things, move through the northern hemisphere into Eastern Europe, Ukraine, Russia, maybe parts of India. Do we have concerns? I'm sure this would not be the case for India, but for Ukraine and Russia, about how well that crop is hardened and or about snow cover and really cold temperatures there.
Yeah, well, they got hit by extreme cold back in December and into portions of January, and there was a debate how cold temperatures got in relation to snow covered. The situation right now, they've actually warmed up. Temperatures have returned to warmer than normal levels, and actually they're going to stay warmer than normal over the next couple of weeks. As a result, that is going to reduce snow cover, and so that's something to watch if we see another round of extreme cold moving in either later on this month or into the early part of March. As it looks right now for the next few weeks, it does not appear that they're going to have any kind of extreme cold. So as of right now, it's at least no issues here from a forecast standpoint.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo, as Risk Pulse, joins us on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.